insight, analysis, and your chance to sound off on the game you just heard. Now to break it all down, here's your host, Justin Garcia.
Well, again, we saw improved defense tonight from the Bucks, but this was one of the rare occasions, maybe the only one, this season where it was the offense that put you in a hole, especially in the second half. This very good Cleveland Cavaliers defense, but that offense is where you ran into issues, a stretch in that third quarter where you scored just 20 points, and 12 of those 20 points came in a span of 105 seconds to close out the quarter when the Bucks knocked down four consecutive threes. But just a cold shooting night outside of that. Damian Lillard started hot, 6 of 10 from the field. He cooled off down the stretch as well, as the Bucks just did not have enough offense in this game, putting up just 100 points. 100 points scored for the team on a night where you had a 73-point individual performance and a 62-point individual performance. Those, by the way, the third and fourth 60-point games this week, not only this season, but this week, we have seen a ton of offense from Monday through the end of this week. But offense not there tonight for the Bucks as they fall by 12 to the Cavs, 112 to 100. That's the story for the game. I would imagine most of the chatter and most of your thoughts will be on the news that became official late in this one, late in the fourth quarter, when we received the word and the press release from the Bucks that Doc Rivers is the new head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, in a move announced by the team again less than 30 minutes ago and made official this evening during the fourth quarter. We will hear from Doc Rivers tomorrow. He will have his introductory press conference tomorrow at 11:30 inside of this building, 30 minutes before Marquette plays, of course, where Doc Rivers played collegiately and where his number hangs in these rafters. If you are watching on YouTube, you may be able to see Doc Rivers' number hanging up there. But we will hear from Doc Rivers tomorrow, and you can stream that on YouTube and on Bucks.com as well for all the Bucks fans out there. But it is now official, and we will finally hear from Glenn Doc Rivers tomorrow about becoming the newest head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. 855-616-1620, the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. Again, we can get into the performance we saw tonight, a performance that left a lot to be desired offensively. It's a small sample size, but we do continue to see some nice strides forward these two games against the Cavaliers. Defensively, the Bucks, all told, did a better job. Transition-wise, the Cavs did get their numbers. They did score in fast break. Bucks offense, and this is something that we've heard for most of the season, did not put the defense in all of that good of a spot in terms of their transition defense, but it was still an area that I did feel we saw a big step forward. And you did, at least for the first half, on the glass as well. We saw that Wednesday night against these two teams, between these two teams. But the second half, that rebounding just became insurmountable with the Cavaliers attacking the offensive glass. So a lot of ways to go from here tonight. But again, as I had mentioned, I would assume the bulk of our conversation will now revolve, around the news that Doc Rivers is officially the head coach of the Bucks. 855-616-1620, the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. More on the hiring of Doc Rivers and what it means for the Bucks moving forward after this on Bucks Talk. 112 to 100, the final score here inside of Fiserv Forum. The Bucks fall to the Cleveland Cavaliers. We can certainly get into anything you mentioned or you noticed from today, but these last two games, and potentially tomorrow, we don't have official word on the timeline for succession here, but I would assume Joe Prunty will be coaching tomorrow once more as the interim coach, and that Doc Rivers would take over Monday when the Bucks hit the road for a five-game road trip with a lot of challenges on that trip. We don't know that for sure. I don't know that for sure. I'm sure we'll find that out tomorrow at 11:30 when Doc meets with the media. But it is now official that Doc Rivers is the head coach of the Bucks. We have not received any confirmation from the team, but there were reports out there earlier today as well about possible additions to the staff for Doc Rivers. And names that we mentioned earlier in the week, when you looked up and down at some of the assistants that have been on Doc Rivers' staff the last couple of stops and the last few years, one of those is reportedly joining Doc in Milwaukee, and that is Dave Yeager. You may remember the name as the one-time head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies and the Sacramento Kings as well. Dave Yeager was with Doc Rivers on his staff in Philadelphia. So right there off the bat, assuming again that these reports are accurate, you'd be adding some more experience to that bench. And I think you've seen what you have in Joe Prunty. We know what he is capable of doing. This is now the third stop for Joe Prunty as an interim head coach. But Joe Prunty, certainly an experienced coach, that we assume is staying on the staff here with Doc Rivers in Milwaukee. But Rex Kellerman is also reportedly coming to Milwaukee, who ran the defense for Doc Rivers when he was in Los Angeles coaching the Clippers, and was currently working as a scout for the Brooklyn Nets. So those are two names that are reportedly, this latest report according to Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, two names that you are reportedly adding to your staff. So it's not just a matter of bringing in a new head coach. It's adding to that staff as well. And I think the big challenge here is what we talked about at the end of the game. The biggest challenge, most immediate pressing challenge that will be meeting Doc Rivers tomorrow is how do you continue to improve this defense? It has been better in these last two games, but I do think it's not anything you want to form any type of opinion off of over two games. It's a small sample, and not just in basketball. In any sport, we see this a lot. In the professional sports world, when there is a coaching change, you see an immediate step forward. You see that immediate change. It doesn't always last. It's not always sustainable. So in the immediacy after moves like that, it's tough to really take anything as Bible moving forward. But for Doc Rivers, that's the challenge, is how do we continue to increase this defense? And as we've continued to point to throughout the season, the number one goal and objective for this defensive unit from day one should have been, should be, and will continue to be for the remainder of the season, can we get up into that 12 to 15 range in terms of our defensive efficiency? Can we be around league average, just slightly better than league average? And I think the important thing to note here, too, is it may not be possible to get into that range if you look at the season numbers as a whole. But the objective does have to be, from this point forward, just as we pointed to, hey, since November 3rd, here's what the Bucks defense was doing. Just as we were pointing to that earlier in the season, that's what the objective should be here. From this point forward, from the moment Doc Rivers took over, here's what the defense looked like. And if you can hover around that league average range, you should be in a pretty good spot. The other part of it, and we've heard Doc Rivers talk about this in various interviews he's done on other media outlets, is how do we continue to maximize the offense, and specifically that two-man game with Giannis and with Damian Lillard. What does Doc Rivers envision for this offense? What does he envision for the role of Giannis? How does he envision really taking Damian Lillard to the next level here? So that's another thing to keep an eye on. And I think really some of the smaller aspects, too, when we talk about the offense, we mentioned this at the end of the broadcast tonight. This was a game, and you heard some of the comments, if you were listening on the network, of Joe Prunty after this game. This was a game that was officiated a little more loosely, that there weren't quite as many calls. And I do say that in a game where the Cavaliers got to the free throw line quite a bit tonight. So did the Bucks, for that matter, in the fourth quarter. But 31 free throw attempts for the Cavs. They weren't a team that was getting there a ton, and they were putting their opponent at the line a decent amount. 55 combined free throw attempts in this game, but 31 came for the Cavaliers. And it really did seem like, especially in that third quarter and early in the fourth, that was part of the issue with this Bucks offense, is when you're not getting the call. You heard Joe Prunty mention some of those offensive possessions where it's not to say one pass or no passes always makes for bad offense. And as a matter of fact, I think you've seen more and more coaches and basketball analytical people point to, look, quick shots aren't always bad. Sometimes quick shots are good if they are good quality quick shots, because quick shots maximize the amount of possessions you can have in a game. But as Joe Prunty put it, not all of those looks that they took quick shots on were good shots. And even when you get late into the shot clock, we talk about ball movement. As he said, a lot of our late shots, it wasn't because we were moving the ball from side to side and working for a good look. There's too much dribbling, too much pounding the basketball and allowing the Cavaliers defense to get set. So that's the other big thing, is how do you avoid this offense falling into some of those pitfalls, and how do you pull this team forward in games like this where maybe it isn't officiated as you would have liked? 855-616-1620, the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. A lot to discuss tonight. Again, you split these two games with the Cavaliers, but the biggest news is the official announcement of the hiring of Doc Rivers. And oh, by the way, as we learned last night, Giannis and Damian Lillard are both starting in the All-Star game. The first time in nearly 50 years the Bucks have had a pair of starters in the All-Star game. 855-616-1620, the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. We'll get to more after this. .112-100, our final score here inside of Fiserv Forum. The Cavaliers beat the Bucks, so they will finish the season with a 2-2 record. Had a chance to win the season series and to add a little more separation between yourself and Cleveland, but now just two games in the loss column separating these two teams. Celtics and Sixers were both idle today, so you only lose a half game to the Celtics, and the Sixers gain a half game of ground on you as well. But again, the biggest news here is what we had seen made official late in the fourth quarter tonight. The Bucks making it official, the hiring of Doc Rivers as the newest head coach for this Bucks team. No word yet on when he will officially take over, if Joe Prunty will be the interim coach again tomorrow, or moving forward, and when Doc will take over on the sidelines. But it is now official. Doc Rivers is the newest head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. Unofficially, as we mentioned, some of the reports out there from Adrian Wojnarowski and a few others, that Doc Rivers also reportedly adding to the staff here in Milwaukee. And those are some very experienced names, according to these reports that started to surface earlier today and still have not been confirmed by the team, so we should state that. But those names that that Doc is reportedly adding to his staff here: Rex Kalamian, who is currently, or was recently, working as a scout for the Brooklyn Nets earlier this season, and was essentially Doc Rivers' defensive coordinator those years that he spent as the head coach in Los Angeles with the Clippers. And Dave Yeager, who was a head coach with the Memphis Grizzlies, also a head coach of the Sacramento Kings, and was on Doc's staff with the Philadelphia 76ers, where he last was. According to Adrian Wojnarowski, those two names also coming to Milwaukee to join Doc Rivers. And this coming just a moment ago from Adrian Wojnarowski. And again, I would assume we'll get some official confirmation from the team tomorrow when we do hear from Doc Rivers. 11:30 tomorrow morning, Doc Rivers will address the media. And for Bucks fans, you can view that on YouTube, on the Bucks YouTube channel, and on Bucks.com. But that's when we'll get our first look at Doc Rivers here in Milwaukee and hear from him. But Adrian Wojnarowski moments ago saying that Doc Rivers is expected to make his coaching debut for the Bucks Monday when they begin that five-game road trip in Denver against the Nuggets. So it is official. The Doc Rivers news. The cat is out of the bag, and the team has made it official now. And there is one other interesting piece to all of this. As we mentioned, All-Star. Giannis and Damian Lillard, both All-Star starters. And the last time the Bucks had a pair of starters in the All-Star game was 1976. Brian Winters and Bobby Dandridge. That was the last time there were two Milwaukee Bucks starting in an All-Star game. Not making an All-Star team, but starting in an All-Star game. And the other interesting part is this. With those new rules that were put in place a couple of years ago, you cannot coach the All-Star game in consecutive seasons. Because remember, it always goes to the team that has the best record, not at the All-Star break, but it's usually about a week before the All-Star break. Joe Mazzulla was the head coach last year because the Celtics had the best record at that time of the cutoff. As of this moment right now, the Bucks have the second best record in the Eastern Conference. Now, it is going to be nip and tuck with the 76ers for the next week. I believe it runs through next Monday. The cutoff is somewhere around there for the record for who is going to coach the All-Star game. But there is a very, very real possibility that Glenn Rivers is taking over. Glenn Doc Rivers is taking over the Bucks here. Again, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, on January 29th to coach the Denver Nuggets. And that in the span of 2 or 3 weeks, not only will he take over as the head coach of the Bucks, there's a very real possibility he will also be the head coach of the Eastern Conference in the All-Star game. 855-616-1620, the number to join us tonight on Bucks Talk. A Bucks Talk here where there's not really a whole lot to get to in terms of what we saw on the floor. I don't want to diminish what we saw in the game itself or take away from what the Cavs did or the good things the Bucks did. But in many ways, this almost had the feel, these last two games for that matter, almost had the feel of a preseason game where you're just waiting for things to pick up. And in this case, not the regular season as much as it's, all right, now let's see how things look differently here and what the new tweaks and adjustments will be with a head coach, one Doc Rivers. 855-616-1620, the number to join us. More after this on Bucks Talk. It was an eventful night in the NBA tonight, and it's been an eventful week for that matter. It started on January 22nd when we saw Joel Embiid score 70 points in a win for the 76ers. Later on that night, Karl Anthony Towns scored 62 points, a rare 62-point performance in a loss where you were benched down the stretch of the fourth quarter. And then tonight, Luka Doncic scores 73 points and 62 points from Devin Booker. So we've had four games this week with players scoring 62 or more points and 2 days with two players scoring 60 or more points on the same day. The 73 from Luka Doncic tonight were the most points scored in a game since Kobe Bryant scored 81 in that win over the Raptors January 26th, the same date as this previous Monday here, January 26th, 2006. Kobe's points are the second most scored in an NBA game in league history. Of course, Wilt Chamberlain's 100 is the record. Then you have Kobe with 81. Then you had Wilt Chamberlain once more with 78 points. And now you have Luka Doncic with 73 points. One of four instances of 73 points scored in a game. Wilt Chamberlain has two of them. David Thompson with the other. Damian Lillard scored 71 last year. And Elgin Baylor with a 71-point game. David Robinson in 1994 scored 71 on the final game of the regular season to cement the NBA scoring title. Wilt Chamberlain also had a 72-point game. And then you have Joel Embiid, 70, earlier this week. So we have seen a ton of scoring in the NBA this week alone. and that continued tonight. You had that news, and then again, late in the fourth quarter, the official word that the Bucks have hired Doc Rivers as the head coach for the Bucks. So as I had mentioned, if you want to view that press conference, you can. The Bucks will be streaming it on their YouTube page and on Bucks.com tomorrow. Doc Rivers will speak to the media at 11:30 in a big day if you're a Marquette alum and a Milwaukeean, because you'll have Doc Rivers here speaking to the media, addressing Milwaukee media and making his first remarks as the head coach of the Bucks. 30 minutes later, just down the hall from where Doc Rivers is going to be speaking, you have the Marquette Golden Eagles playing in a game. And then a couple of hours after that, you have the Bucks playing the New Orleans Pelicans. Reportedly, Joe Prunty will be coaching that game once more. And according to Adrian Wojnarowski, Monday night, when the Bucks depart, or I should say begin, a five-game road trip, Monday night is when the reports are that Doc Rivers will coach his first game as the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. The other thing to notice, as we mentioned just a few moments ago, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, there are two names that are going to be joining Doc Rivers here in Milwaukee on his staff. Rex Kalamian, who was working as a scout for the Brooklyn Nets and was basically his defensive coordinator when he was in Los Angeles coaching for the Clippers. And Dave Yeager, a name that most Bucks fans and most NBA fans are familiar with, the former head coach of the Sacramento Kings and the Memphis Grizzlies. Those two names reportedly coming to Milwaukee along with Doc Rivers to work on his staff. 855-616-1620, the number to join us. When we return, we'll take one more break here. When we return, we'll preview that matchup with the New Orleans Pelicans and see if any more news will break this evening in regards to the Bucks head coach and everything that surrounds it. We'll get into it after this on Bucks Talk. Bucks lose to the Cavaliers tonight, 112-100. But again, the big story from this was the news we received late in the fourth quarter that the Bucks officially announced the signing of Doc Rivers as the hiring of Doc Rivers as their new head coach, now replacing Adrian Griffin and taking over for interim head coach Joe Prunty. We had mentioned those reports about coaches allegedly joining his staff as well. We'll, I'm sure, get any confirmation on that tomorrow. But just to remind you one more time, because there is going to be a lot of interest in Doc Rivers when you think about the total package here, his dynamic personality, the fact that he is a very, very well-known and visible NBA figure. And, oh, by the way, he played collegiately at Marquette. He has his number hanging in this building, in the rafters, at Fiserv Forum, and now he returns to Milwaukee to coach the Bucks. He's going to meet with the media tomorrow before the Marquette game. Marquette will play, and then the Bucks play that night, and I'm sure Doc Rivers will be attending the Marquette game for all of the tie-ins here, but there's going to be a lot of interest in this entire story and the appeal and the charm that Doc Rivers brings. And you can view that press conference on the Bucks YouTube page and on Bucks.com starting at 11:30 tomorrow. So just in time to wake up, run whatever errands, take care of the chores, stream that Doc Rivers press conference. Then you can take in the Marquette game, and then you have the Bucks game later that night. But I'm sure the questions over the appeal of this job, what he views, how he thinks he can take this team to the next level, his expectations, questions over the defense, how do you adjust that, how do you improve that, how do you continue to build on that Giannis and Damian Lillard two-man game? Those are all questions that we'll start to get some answers to tomorrow. And these still count in the standings. That's the difference here between this and the preseason. But this has been a weird tone and a weird feel to the game tonight, the game on Wednesday, and I'm sure there's going to be some of that tomorrow as well with the Pelicans coming to town, where you know things are about to begin, if you will. In the preseason, it's the regular season's going to begin. In this case, the new coach a new staff, a new system, all of that is going to begin reportedly on Monday when the Bucks head to Denver to take on the Nuggets. But it is now official. Doc Rivers is the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, and we will hear from the newest head coach tomorrow before that game at 11:30. And again, you can view that on the Bucks YouTube page and on Bucks.com. We'll be back once again tomorrow night with Bucks Talk following that game against the Pelicans. 7 o'clock tip, 6:30 is when our pregame begins. And as always, be sure to stick around afterwards for Bucks Talk. We'll talk to you then.